from WNYC, this is The Sporkful.
So, Nathaniel, what are the four sauces you have selected for me today?
Well, two of them I've actually had before. One is sriracha and Cholula.
This is 11-year-old Nathaniel Goodyear. Lately, he's been getting into hot sauce. I went to his house to ask for some help.
And then these other ones, I have no clue. We just picked them out. One's supposed to be really, 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 it says extra, extra, extra hot.
It says triple X. There's a triple X there.
Yeah. And it looks really good. There's a lot of seeds in there.
Is that a sign that it's more spicy?
Yes, because usually in peppers, the seeds are the most spicy part.
We have sriracha, Cholula hot sauce, original, Melinda's original habanero pepper sauce, triple extra hot sauce. And what's the fourth one?
Oh, this is a salsa. It's Green Mountain Gringo. It's supposed to be hot. It looks really good.
Do many of your friends like spicy foods?
Yeah, most of my friends do. We have a pizza day every week at my school. And so I bring in this sriracha hot sauce. And we put it on our pizza, which is actually going to, it's right there. We're going to eat some of that with our sriracha.
Oh, did the pizza arrive? Yeah. Oh, your mom got some pizza. Awesome.
And all of our hot sauces. And then we have some chips to put it on. And for the salsa, we've made pita chips. And so that will be good.
Are there some kids, though, in your class when you have pizza day and you bring in the sriracha, are there some kids that don't like it?
Yeah. One of my friends just said he didn't like the taste of it. He liked hot sauce in general, but he just didn't like the one that I brought in.
But it sounds to me like pretty much all the 11-year-olds in your school have a more developed palate than me. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't like when foods are too spicy. I've warmed up to them a little bit in the last few years. But to me, like, you know, it shouldn't be about the heat. It shouldn't be painful to eat food. But I do recognize that some level of spiciness can add another element to the eating experience. And I want to learn more. And I just sort of need to be pushed. I need to be prodded. I need to be cajoled. I need a personal trainer for spicy food eating. Can you be my personal trainer?
Yeah, sure.
This is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman, and we're about to challenge your assumptions about consumption and drop a sporkful of knowledge on you. Because we're obsessively compulsive about eating more awesomely, and because if history has taught us anything, it's that the hosts of food shows just need a whole lot of catchphrases. We'll get back to young Nathaniel in just a moment, but I did want to give you a heads up, friends. You may have heard me mentioned this in passing recently, but as we release this week's episode of The Sporkful, we are 7 weeks away from the publication of the first ever Sporkful book. And my first ever book, but really it's our first ever book, because so many of you contributed to this book as well. You contributed content, ideas, recipes. You worked as recipe testers. So this is our victory, friends. And I'll be talking a lot more about it in the coming weeks, but it is called Eat More Better, How to Make Every Bite More Delicious. It is not a cookbook, although it has a few recipes. It is an eating manual. It is the culmination of years of work here on The Sporkful. It has diagrams and schematics and charts, and it is a whole lot of fun. So it's available for pre-order now. I hope you'll check it out. It's called Eat More Better, How to Make Every Bite More Delicious. And if you forget that title, just go to sporkful.com and click on Get the Book. I now return you to Nathaniel's kitchen for today's topic for mastication and rumination, which is hot sauce.
Now, Nathaniel, this is your second ever appearance on The Sporkful. You joined me back when you were 8 years old. So that's a long time ago already. Lots happened since then. Yeah. Welcome back to The Sporkful.
Thanks. It's good to be back. I remember the first time I did it, I couldn't listen to I was so embarrassed by myself. I couldn't really listen to myself.
Why were you embarrassed?
I don't know. It's being on a worldwide podcast sort of made me a little afraid.
You were great, though. It's like one of the class. In fact, I was walking here and I talked to my mom on the phone and I said, I'm going to talk to Nathaniel Goodyear to have him back on The Sporkful. And she said, she was like, well, he was really good the first time. I'm sure he's going to be great the second time.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Before we get into this topic, I should also mention to people that you are the founding president of the Sporkful Junior Eaters Society, which has now become an international organization. All members are presidents of the Sporkful Junior Eaters Society, but you, Nathaniel, you're the first president. So it's like first among equals. All right.
All right. I like that. I do a lot. And also, I like having all of these other people who have no clue who they are, but having them as colleagues.
I like that, colleagues. You guys are all colleagues. You might not know each other's names. I hope that someday we will all get you guys together in the same room. By then, you'll all be in college, probably. But yes, that you are bound together. We just got a new member, another fellow president. His name is Kenneth. He lives in Anchorage, Alaska. He's 4 years old. His father sent a picture of him making homemade pretzels in the kitchen, and he got a certificate all the way up there in Alaska. And here you are in Brooklyn, and you guys have this bond that goes thousands of miles.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
As an older, longer-standing president of the Sporkful Junior Eater Society, do you have any advice for Kenneth?
Try to eat yummy things, and also think about what you're going to eat, and then eat it if you like it, and tell people if you like it or not. My favorite thing to put on pizza is sriracha, and I like put it in sort of a Z shape on the pizza going down.
Yeah, let's talk more about their application method. So you start like at the crust end.
I go, if you're looking at the pizza sort of upside down.
This is actually someone just asked me. This is a whole other episode of The Sporkful, but a woman named Abby asked me, which end of the pizza is the top and which is the bottom? Is the crust the top or is the point the top? So let's assume that for the purpose of this discussion, that the point of the pizza is facing you. So now describe to people who can't see what we're doing right now how you like to apply the sriracha.
So I go from the top right, where the crust is, down sort of to the middle, and then I sort of go almost to the tip, but not really.
So there's two lines, one line from the top right to the middle left, and then a line from the middle left to the bottom right.
Yeah, it's sort of like a V shape.
A sideways V.
Yes.
Now, are you a folder when you eat the pizza? You fold?
I do fold, so it comes sort of like a channel. So whenever you bite it, you're going to have some of the actual sriracha or hot sauce, whatever you put on it, in your bite.
That's good. I'm glad we discussed that. So what should we do here? Should I just go ahead and take a bite here? Is that what I should do?
Yeah, fold it up.
All right. I want you to hold the microphone and point it at my face, and I'll discuss what I'm eating. That's good. I like that. It's not too much.
Yeah.
It's not too spicy. I'll be honest, Nathaniel. Actually, let me take another bite because this is good. The kick's building, but it's still, I'm not in pain.
If you're not careful, you can overdo it.
What do you do when you accidentally overdo it? How do you deal with that?
Sometimes I get a paper towel and maybe dab a little off of it.
But like once it's in your mouth, is there stuff you put into your mouth to make it better?
Water. That's all I really do.
What I like about the sriracha is that it's got a real flavor. I don't like spiciness that's just sort of spicy for spicy's sake. It has spice, but it's not so intense, and it's got that nice chili pepper flavor, which adds something very different.
Yeah, you know, I try Tabasco, and it's just sort of, it tastes good. It's just not as, like, it doesn't have as much depth as sriracha.
Let's just take a pita chip and put a pepperoni on top of a pita chip. And then we'll add the Cholula, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I just got it. Just got a little sriracha in the back of the throat there. Yeah. So I'll watch your application technique for the Cholula.
I don't use this one that much. I'm just going to...
a little bit extra came out.
That's okay.
All right, you go first and you tell me if it's not too spicy. I'm getting a thumbs up and a nod. No tears. Nope, shaking his head. No, I think he's going to be okay. You took one bite, and then before that it was even swallowed, you took the second bite.
The best part about it is when you get the, if I put a lot on it by accident, I put the Cholula on the actual pepperoni, so I got like a hybrid hotness to it, and that tasted really good.
Is that because you wanted to combine the Cholula and pepperoni together in the same bite?
Yes, and I sort of did it by accident too.
All right, don't tell them that. Just take credit for it. It was all by design.
I planned it all.
All right, so now it's my turn to have some Cholula with pepperoni. Is that too much? That was like four drops. Is that okay, you think?
That's fine.
Nathaniel just gave me a look like if I eat this and decide that it's too much, I am totally lame. Is that right, Nathaniel?
Yeah.
Coming up, Nathaniel and I continue our hot sauce spirit quest. We'll mix sriracha and salsa, then work our way all the way up to the triple X hot sauce. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Sporkful from WNYC. I'm Dan Pashman. If you're enjoying my conversation with Nathaniel Goodyear, you should know that he'll be making a special presentation at my book event at Book Court in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, on October 22nd. There will be many other book events around New York and also in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Chicago, hoping to hit L.A. and San Fran, and even one from here in New York that will be streamed live over the internet. So no matter where you are, you'll be able to take part. A lot more details on all these events to come. Stay tuned at Sporkful.com. And also, if you want to join Nathaniel in the Sporkful Junior Eater Society, also you're going to want to go to Sporkful.com and click on Join In. Now, let's return to Nathaniel's kitchen.
I want to try some of the sriracha with some sausage. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm going to try that too.
All right. I went with a small pita chip because I want a high sausage to chip ratio. I'm going to go ahead and squirt my own sriracha on here. Is that a good amount, you think?
Might be a little much.
I'm going to give it a shot. Let's push the limits here.
Yeah, all right.
That's hotter. That time more sriracha actually touched my tongue. I get what you're saying. I mean, I'll be honest. Because sriracha's been out there for a little while now. It's even a little bit trendy. I've avoided it because I'm scared of spicy foods. At the Super Bowl, at my friend Allie and Tom's house, they had sriracha out next to the nachos. And I knew I was going to be here coming to talk to you sometime soon. And I was afraid that if I came here and I had never had sriracha before and I ate it and started crying, that I would look really lame. So I ate a little bit and I did like it. So I didn't come in totally unprepared. But I think I liked it better with the pizza and like with the nachos than on top of the sausage. I feel like it, like with the melted cheese, it kind of blends in better. Now, I think we should work our way up to the triple extra hot. I think we should do this. This is just regular good old-fashioned hot salsa in a jar. Let's give that one a shot next. I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of salsa in general. It's fine. I'm fine with salsa. It's okay. I'm not upset when I see it. But I am wondering, because you've gotten me awfully excited about sriracha here, and I know that the people who listen to this podcast who are, in spite of the fact that we say it's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I know we got some foodies out there, and that's cool. But I'm sure that they are going to think that I am about 5 to 10 years late to the sriracha party here. And that's fine. I mean, you know, whatever. We don't care what they think, Nathaniel.
As long as you get there.
Exactly. Thank you. That's right, people. You heard what Nathaniel said. As long as we get there. My question to you is, have you ever mixed sriracha with salsa?
No.
Should we do that now?
If you want to.
Let's do it. You think tortilla chip or pita chip is better for this maneuver?
Probably tortilla.
Why?
Because it's stiffer and it won't bend.
Good thought. Okay, so Nathaniel's got the tortilla chip. He's got some hot salsa on top. He's adding a few drops of sriracha, and he's going in.
I'm going to go get some water.
Nathaniel just ran to the kitchen. He's getting water. I think that we will be doing ourselves a disservice if we don't find the line and cross it. So I'm going in for the hot salsa with sriracha. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a little bit of a burn there. There's some burn.
I think that's crossing the line.
You think that was a little too intense?
Yeah.
I think you're probably right. Although I'm still standing, but yeah, now the burn, this is, now we're entering the area what I don't like about really eating too much spicy food is that now it's been like 30 seconds since I stopped eating that thing, and I have nothing left but an unpleasant sensation in my tongue, mouth, and throat.
Yeah, that's certainly a hazard of having hot sauce. Sometimes gets really, really spicy, and you just gotta say, you know what, I'm gonna go get some water and just not have spicy food for a little bit.
How long's a little bit?
Like 5 minutes.
And then it's all better.
Yeah.
So your attitude is just suck it up, get back on the horse.
Yes, basically.
Okay. You know what, though? What I want to recommend to you to try, this is going to be your homework assignment for this episode. So we both agreed that the hot salsa plus sriracha was a little much. Mild salsa plus sriracha. Because we agree that the sriracha's got a better flavor. We love the flavor of the sriracha. But you could do the mild salsa and then kick it up with the sriracha. How do you feel about that?
That might be a good combination.
Are we ready to try the Triple X hot sauce? This is a little bit risque. It's a little bit scary. I think that we should eat it maybe with the pizza, because we've agreed that pizza kind of helps to balance out the spice a little bit.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Actually, I'm a little scared. I think I want you to go first, Nathaniel.
The brand name does not tell you what it actually is. It's not that spicy.
Really? You are calling out this product, Melinda's Original Habanero Pepper Sauce, Triple Extra Hot Sauce. Nathaniel says it's not that spicy.
They're overdoing it.
Okay. I mean, is it spicy, or you think they just overhyped it? It's still got kick?
It's got kick. It's still hot sauce. It's just that they're like Triple XLs. It may be like a just an extra hot.
It's just 1X extra, not Triple X extra. All right, I'm going to try the Triple X now. This is not that spicy at all.
No.
You're right. I mean, this is like, I feed this to my baby. I will, though, say that the other three, well, I feel proud of myself that I was able to handle the spice in all of these things. I don't love the flavor of hot sauce. I really love the flavor of sriracha, but I don't love the flavor of the straight-up hot sauce. The kind of acidity, the sourness of it is just not exactly my bag. I feel like the sriracha's got a little bit more of a smoky sweet thing going. Have you heard of Scoville units? And so the higher the Scoville units, the more spicy something is. There's something here called resinferatoxin that is 16 billion Scoville units. Here's a tip for you, Nathaniel. Any food that ends in toxin is not one we should eat. So 1.5 million to 2 million Scoville heat units is the Scoville units of most law enforcement grade pepper spray and the Trinidad Moruga scorpion. I think we should steer clear of those. The habanero is anywhere from about 100,000 to 500,000, depending on the variety of habanero. The chili pepper is about 50,000 to 100,000. And jalapenos and chipotles, which get a lot of publicity, 3,500 to 8,000 Scoville units. That's a lot less than spraying law enforcement-grade pepper spray into your mouth.
Yeah.
I think one thing I've learned here, Nathaniel, with your help, is that I am more comfortable eating spicy foods than I thought I was, and that there is a whole world out there that I need to start exploring. So I want to thank you for being my personal trainer and whipping me into shape here in the world of spicy foods. So I feel like I've had a great workout here today, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And I want to tell you that as a gift for your participation here on The Sporkful and your continued service, Mr. President, as the founding president of the Sporkful Junior Eaters Society, you're going to be receiving a subscription to Chili Pepper Magazine. So that's going to start arriving in the mail sometime in the not-so-distant future. A magazine, by the way, it's like papers. They get stapled together, and you look at them, and there's pictures and words.
I know.
Nathaniel Goodyear, thank you so much for your participation today.
Thank you.
Well, that just about does it for this week, friends. If you want to see some photos of Nathaniel and me hanging out, eating different kinds of hot sauce, I'll post those at Sporkful.com. That's also where you can find more info on the Sporkful Junior Eaters Society. For that, you want to click on Join In. And once again, now is the time. Pre-order the Sporkful book before the rush, before the crowds, you know. It's available online and wherever books are sold. It's called Eat More Better.
how to make every bite more delicious. This show is a production of WNYC and The Sporkful. It's produced by Kristen Meinzer. Special thanks to Chris Bannon. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the nerdiest Sporkful ever. Until then, I'm Dan Pashman reminding you to eat more, eat better, and eat more better.